It's impossible, and it's true.
Goodbye, Elena.
What, no goodbye kiss?
I'm sorry, but the fun has to end here.
You came to say goodbye.
Goodbye, Matt. Thanks for the ride.
Thank you for today.
Group hug!
I don't hug.
Oh, get over yourself.
Thank you.
Vic?
Maddie.
That's been my privilege to watch you grow.
You stay strong.
I guess only one of us gets the luxury of time.
You deserve to be happy, Seven. Please be happy.
You too.
There's a better life for you out there.
You will always, always be a family.
Thank you for bumping into me that day in the hallway.
It was the sad to see. I'm holding what I love, and she's holding.
Are you ready for this?
It's gonna take a while. It's gonna come back. We gotta carry on, darling. We were built to last.
Hey guys, welcome to the Chatterbox. I'm Kristen, and I have Keisha on the line with me. What up?
Hello, hello.
How are you?
Good. Trying to process the many hundreds of thousands of trailers that came out of Comic-Con this weekend.
Oh my god. Me too. And I'm failing miserably.
Yeah, how many trailers was that you watched? Was it one?
Listen, I've seen like three.
One
I literally just watched right now. In my defense,
not even a handful. Okay.
In my defense, I did a reaction video with Mike, the movie guy, for The Walking Dead. So I thought that's what we were gonna do, but that's not what we're gonna do. So in my defense, I was holding out watching it for a reason.
Sure, Jan.
Listen, the heat is getting to you.
Yeah, if you say so. Anyway.
All right, so we are going to talk about all these trailers once I finally watch them, because I know what page we're on right now. But in this recap, we're going to talk about The Vampire Diaries and the originals. Because, as announced at Comic-Con, San Diego Comic-Con, this weekend, Julie Plec announced that The Vampire Diaries will be ending after the upcoming 8th season, which we kind of already knew, right?
Yeah, I was wondering how the heck they were going to actually go past 8, just because there were rumors that Kat Graham and Ian Somerhalder were planning to leave, and yeah, I just didn't see how the show could go on without those two characters.
Exactly. And especially because, not that she was our favorite, but Nina Dobrev is gone. Steve McQueen is gone. Michael Trevino is kind of gone. So it's like all of the main cast is kind of over it.
They've just been teetering off over the years.
Yeah.
But I'm super excited about this season because Kevin Williamson, the co-creator of The Vampire Diaries, is back for this season. And if you know anything, he left after season two. After season two.
Mm-hmm.
So those awesome first two seasons were partly him. Or mostly him for some people.
It's funny because I was looking up some things that were said at Comic-Con about The Vampire Diaries, and they were saying that they knew during season two, I guess when Julie Plec and Kevin Williamson were writing together, that they knew how the series was going to end. And even though I think at that time, you know, they didn't know that Nina Dobrev was going to leave after the sixth season, but Julie Plec said that their vision for how the series was going to end hasn't really changed all that much. They just had to, like, flip a few things, I guess. But Kevin Williamson said that he wants, well, I guess they both want, Nina Dobrev, they're hoping that she comes back, like, to tie up everything, because it kind of started centered around her. So, I don't know. I mean, do you want her back?
I would love to see Nina back. I mean, yes, Elena has been. She's been on quite a journey, and we've had our disagreements with her. Mm-hmm. But I feel like with the show ending, they're not going to make her veer off as far off course as she had been.
Yeah.
From season 4 to season 6, I feel like they're going to take good care of her character, and seeing her face would also be refreshing.
It would, especially because, like they said, you know, when the series first started, it was all centered around her and, you know, dealing with her parents' deaths and everything like that. So I think bringing her back, if they can somehow bring it back to, like, the roots, I think it would be nice. Because I think it got too focused on, like, Damon. Like, everything was just focused on Damon.
Yeah. What I loved about Damon was that he wasn't some giant sap. He was eye-rolling the sap.
Yeah.
And I get, you know, falling in love and character development, but it just veered off into he wasn't even his own person without Elena.
Yeah.
Like, everything he did was for Elena. He was good because of Elena. And just the way he tried to control her, it was his whole world was Elena. Nothing else existed outside of that.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's such an unhealthy relationship. And it just made him super just woobified, and I did not like that. So I'm excited to see this the demon, or just the evil Damon, back. Just because he's out of that, crying, woe is me, my world is terrible.
I know. I'm excited for the eighth season, because the way the seventh season ended, he looks demonic. Like, he looks batshit crazy.
But him and Enzo.
Yeah, I know, but I'm sad because he's now Enzo, you know, okay, you and I were not fans of these flash forwards in the seventh season at all. And when they first mentioned that Bonnie and Enzo were together, we were kind of like, oh, I don't know. But I actually, like, they were like my favorite couple on the show. It's hilarious. But now I'm sad because now Enzo's going to be, like, really bad with Damon, and Bonnie hates them, and I don't know, I'm like, I hope by the end of the season they can, like, fix that, because I'm not a huge fan of the sap, like you said, but I like Bonnie and Enzo together.
Yeah, they are great. They have such great chemistry, and I love that it's not like this, oh my goodness, everything's so dramatic. It just feels real and right.
Yeah, like authentic.
Yes, yes. They're so good together, and I love that they can appreciate each other and still have their own lives and their own desires, and it's not just each other.
Exactly.
They have, you know, so I'm really happy about that.
I know. I just hope they can get back to it, because her wanting to kill them because now she's the huntress, and I don't know. There's so much going on that since they know that this is the last season, you know, it's like I just did a recap with Brianna of Teen Wolf, and they're ending their series also. And it's like, you know, we've watched a few shows in our lives that get canceled prematurely, and things don't really get wrapped up the way they should. So I'm hoping that because this is the last season, that they're able to really wrap everything up where, I mean, not everybody's going to be happy, but the majority can be.
Yeah, I think that's gonna happen. I mean, they have time to do this, and I think with bringing back Kevin Williamson, obviously everything coming to full circle, you can probably expect that.
Well, fingers crossed. What did you think of their goodbye video that they played at Comic-Con?
Man, I feel like someone punched me in the gut.
It was such a well-made video, like such a good tribute to the fans and each other, really.
It was so beautiful, and it brought back all of those old feelings that you sort of forget, because yeah, we can bitch about the Vampire Diaries and how it's veered off track, and those damn flashbacks, flash forwards, which I will never ever get over, but at the same time, we stuck around this show for a reason.
Yeah. And it's like, at least for me, like, I didn't start watching it, when it first started airing. I caught it on Netflix and binge-watched the shit out of it. And, you know, I got my niece hooked on it. I got my niece's mom hooked on it. My mom got hooked on it. So it's like, I got a few people hooked on the show. And then you and I went to the convention in Orlando and met the cast. And, you know, I met Rachel and, you know, we just became friends with so many other fans of the show. So it's like, it's kind of cool that a show, like you wouldn't think a TV show would be able to bring certain people together. That sounds really corny, and I don't mean it like that.
But it's true, though. Like the fans, for a show like this, it's so ridiculous and so niche.
Yeah.
That you have this tight knit group of people who are all loving the same thing. Of course it's going to become like a family.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, how many conventions did I go to with you? Just the one, right? Well, the one in Orlando, and then we went to the one in Atlanta. But I've been to four of these conventions, and the cast, like, there's not one person that you meet from the cast that you can say they're kind of an asshole. You know what I mean? Everybody has always been so nice, and even with the short amount of time that you have with them, getting autographs and pictures and whatever, they're always just so friendly, and I don't know, they're not like egotistical and douchebags, and I like that. Because yeah, I think that would have killed it for me.
Yeah, this is like one of the coolest casts, and I love them all. And I'm going to be so upset when I don't get to see them anymore. But yeah, everyone's been super sweet. And so this is, I'm still trying to process it. It's crazy, but it's not unexpected, but it still hurts.
Exactly. At least we have the DVDs. You can buy them on DVD. It's on Netflix.
Yes, revisit them anytime you want.
Exactly. So, The Vampire Diaries has an actual release premiere date. It's Friday, October 21st, and obviously on the CW.
I am a curse on this world. For some time now, my body has laid in darkness. My mind haunted by the past.
Drink!
The agony. Is never ending. And amid all my pain, I recall a poem that whispers truth into the void. I was angry with my friend. I told my wrath did end. I was angry with my foe. I told it not, my wrath did grow. And I watered it in fears. Night and morning with my tears. And I sunned it with smiles.
and with soft, deceitful wiles. And it grew both day and night, till it bore an apple bright. And my foe beheld it shine, and he knew that it was mine.
She is my daughter. I decide how to protect her.
The Originals, on the other hand, doesn't have a premiere date, but we do know it's going to be premiering mid-season, which is around January, correct?
Yes, mid-season. I saw an interview with Daniel Gillies, and he promises dinosaurs, robots, and strap-ons.
Awesome.
I wouldn't take his word. But it's still fun.
We need to have a conversation with this man, because I was watching like little interviews of them at Comic-Con, and he's like, I would love to know how his brain works. Like, I want to know what is going on in his brain at every moment. Because the things that come out of his mouth are insane.
He just doesn't care. I love that. He just whatever he says in his mind is probably what's going to come out of his mouth. And it's great.
See, that's another show. We've met some... Unfortunately, I haven't met Gillies yet. Hopefully that'll happen. I don't know. But, you know, we met Joseph Morgan, which was awesome because he doesn't really do conventions. But that's another cast that is so humble and everybody's friendly and they joke with you. And I hope The Originals continues on. It scares me that they got the mid-season little move. It scares me, but that show is so good.
It is. It does not get. It just doesn't get the props that it deserves. Like, I, even watching the Comic-Con video and how everyone went apeshit over Ian and the Vampire Diaries, and then my little Originals cast sitting there. And yes, they do have fans, but it's not on that level. And I feel like the quality of that show, it should be at or higher than that level, because their shit is like Shakespearean. But I guess it's the thing about it is that it's in a weird place where, yes, it's kind of for teen girls, but it's not as appealing to teen girls as the Vampire Diaries. It's for like that slightly older audience.
Yeah.
But then that older audience isn't going to CW for that sort of feel, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm wondering though, if now that the Vampire Diaries is going to be over, if those fans will now start watching The Originals if they don't already, you know what I mean?
I mean, they better. Guys, you're seriously missing out if you don't watch The Originals. It's an amazing, amazing, amazing show.
Definitely. And it's not centered around a romance. It's like, it's just the whole plot line is great. Like, it's not, I don't know. There's something different. It's like, it's the same characters, because obviously they've all been on The Vampire Diaries before, but it just has like a different feel to it.
It's all about family, not romance.
Yeah.
So it's different. And yes, there is no Claroline, but like, and I know a lot of Claroline shippers are like, I cannot do with this show because of blah, blah, blah. But seriously, put the ego aside.
Yes.
And just give it a chance. Give it a chance.
I'm sure those Claroline shippers are still holding out hope for that now that the Vampire Diaries is going to be done. Like, Candace, come on over to The Originals. Listen, I just watched the video now before we started recording, and it broke my heart to see Cammy and Davina again, because I'm still not over what happened to them. But Klaus needs to be by himself for a minute, okay? Because he just had his heart broken. So no Claroline right now. People need to just wait.
I'm not for Claroline. No, I mean, I'm used to be, but like I've learned that I want more for Klaus. But I will say this video, or I will say I think Julie Plex said she didn't exactly rule out Claroline, but she didn't confirm it either. Mm-hmm. So take whatever she says with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
But really, just watching that trailer, I'm pumped because we're jumping 5 years into the future.
Yes.
Hope is walking and talking.
She's seven. They said that when the season ended, she was two, and now it's 5 years later, so now she's seven. So she's aware of certain things now.
Yeah, I wonder who broke the news to her that her dad's evil. We'll see. Joseph Borgen, he was interviewed about Hope at Comic-Con, and he hasn't shot any scenes with his older daughter yet.
He hasn't even met her yet, has he?
No, he hasn't met her, no. But he said he's trying to break her in with manipulation.
And intimidation.
You know, like, an intimidation.
I saw that. And he's going to start yelling at her right before they shoot a scene.
Shut up, shut up, shut up, and roll.
Oh my God. It's always funny to me to see him doing interviews like that, because when you see him as Klaus, he's never joking. Like, he has that sarcastic, like, a-hole vibe to him. So it's like when you meet him in person and he's so friendly and, you know, he does interviews like that where he's joking, and even the promotional videos that him and Gillies do together, they're hilarious.
They're so the opposite of their characters.
Definitely.
And that just makes me appreciate them on screen even more and off screen even more. Gosh, this is just a flawless cast, and I just love them, and I don't want this show to be canceled.
No, I don't either. You know, it's funny too, because we were saying that Daniel Gillies says whatever he wants and he just doesn't care. And in one of those interviews, he actually said that he was a bit disappointed that Elijah didn't have, like, a big reaction to Davina and Cammy dying. And he said that he feels like it was an oversight of the show. And I think it's funny because he's like, being honest, like, he's putting that on basically putting it on the writers, because he can't, you know, he has to play this character the way that they write it. And it's true, because he did have that, you know, those scenes with Davina in the beginning of the series that he was like a mentor, kind of.
Yes, and hasn't he said in the past, you know, the girl must not be harmed, and he's always trying not to kill people.
Exactly.
And he only kills people when his family is threatened.
Yes.
And Davina's death was not because she threatened their family, it's because they had to use her to save their family.
And I don't think their intention was to kill her.
No, but it's their fault that she's dead.
Yeah.
And I would think Elijah would feel super guilty about it, because A, she's 17. B, they had a hand in killing this girl.
Yeah. And she did play a part in some of the you know, craziness that was happening to the Michelsons, but she wasn't... Sometimes she helped them, you know what I mean? So mm-hmm. It's not like she was an enemy. And then he also had that thing with Cammy where they were at that, like, farmhouse or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Where they were playing Trivial Pursuit and all that. So it's like he did have these moments with these characters. So I get what he's saying.
Yeah. Go Gillies.
You go Gillies. Yeah, so when the show comes back, which is mid-season, it should be around January. We're going to get more of Vincent's backstory, which should be interesting. We're going to see Hope being seven, which is going to be interesting because no more runny nose baby.
Oh, the twins.
I know.
You know the real reason they pushed the show 5 years forward?
Because they were crying all the time?
Because baby Hope just was so terrified of acting in scenes with Joseph Morgan. That's why she's never smiling in them.
Oh, my God. Well, we're going to have to see what happens, because Phoebe is trying to get them all out of that dreamscape thing. So, I mean, you know that's going to happen, but we have to see how that happens.
When and how.
Yes, and I'm excited. I love this show so much, and if you don't watch it, you need to do it.
Just do it, like Nike says.
Yes. So, that's about it for me. Do you have anything else you wanted to talk about?
No, I think that's it for the Vampire Diaries and the Originals. I just am pumped for a new season.
Definitely.
Summer needs to go away so we can get into fall TV.
And you can get cooler weather.
Exactly.
Well, I'll post the farewell video for the Vampire Diaries, and I'll also post the trailer for the Originals when I post this on my blog. I'm not sure if you're going to post it on yours, but it'll be up on accordingtokristen.com, and this podcast will be up on the Chatterbox with Keisha and Kristen, so check it out. And do you want to let everyone know where they can find you?
Yes, I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Keisha Mays, and my website is KeishaHatchett.com.
And as I mentioned, I'm on AccordingToKristen.com on Twitter and Tumblr at Kristen0409 and Facebook at AccordingToKristen. And we will see you when we start recapping the shows once they come back on. And stick with us. Talk to you soon. Bye.